Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to the latest of our new podcast series, Here to Stay. Today, our segment highlights the developer of the historic gas plant district. I'm your host, Neil Solons. Heinz is a global development firm with strong ties to the Rays and to the Tampa Bay area. I chatted with their senior managing director, Michael Harrison, about how Heinz began and their relationship with the Rays.
Heinz is a privately held real estate investment and management firm that is headquartered in Houston, Texas, and was founded in 1957 by Gerald Heinz. We are now a third generation privately owned company. Jeff Heinz has been our CEO for the last three decades, and Laura Heinz became the co-CEO of the firm about a year and a half ago. She also has two brothers that are in the business, and so family owned from the beginning and family owned well into the future.
And how did you initially get involved, Michael? What's kind of your track there?
Yeah, I've been with Heinz for about 33 years and started in the Midwest and moved to the Southeast right after the Olympics were held in Atlanta, really with the goal of trying to grow our business in the state of Florida. And so I have been working all over the state and have done projects in the Tampa St. Pete area, but also Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Doral, Jacksonville, Orlando, now Daytona Beach and the Space Coast. So we've been able to do a little bit of everything throughout Florida over the last 35 years.
So tell me, how did you first connect with the Rays?
Well, it goes back 15 years. I met Matt Silverman in Houston with Jeff Heinz to have an introductory dinner, as well as to tour Matt through Toyota Center, which we had developed on behalf of the owners of the Houston Rockets. And Matt had received the Heinz name from someone that he had worked with that is a former Heinz employee that worked with Matt when he was still with Goldman Sachs. And so we met in Houston over dinner, and that was really in early 2008 when the city of St. Petersburg first issued a request for proposals from developers to redevelop the Trop. And that at that time, the idea was to move the new ballpark down to where Al Lang Field is today, and then develop the entirety of what is now Tropicana Field and its surrounding parking lots into commercial and residential and mixed use development. And due to the Great Recession and some transition in the political leadership of St. Pete at the time, that opportunity kind of faded into the background. And as most fans know, the Rays have looked at several different alternatives over the years. And with Mayor Welch being elected a couple years back and, expressing his commitment to, ownership and Stu and Matt and Brian and Melanie to really make the effort to keep the Rays in St. Pete, they indicated that another RFP was coming out. So in a manner of speaking, the Rays and Heinz put the band back together after a long hiatus. And we locked arms in August of last year when the RFP came out from the city. And it was really a sprint to get our proposal delivered early December. And then we were fortunate enough to be selected by the mayor at the end of January. And then we've been immersed in negotiations with the city on a development agreement for our vision for the gas plant district over the next two decades.
So with all that history involved, why is this particular project exciting for you and for Heinz?
actually for several reasons. One, you know, we do projects all over the world. We're located in 30 countries, you know, 250 cities in across the globe. And on any given project, we'll have investment partners, we'll have, you know, landowner partners. We always, because we tend to gravitate towards larger, more complicated projects, we usually end up with a partner of one kind or another. And in this case, you know, our primary partner are the Rays. And it really was born out of this 15-year relationship that we've developed. And, you know, one of the things that Gerald Hines founded our company on is the premise that if you build trust, then you can do anything with a partner and anything with a project. And we've really invested heavily in the relationship with the Rays and vice versa. And we, you know, we wouldn't have pursued this project if not for our ability to partner with the Rays. And that's, you know, largely based on the fact that the organization, the individuals in the organization are all high integrity, high trust, and really high commitment people. And when I say high commitment, really committed to doing what's right for St. Petersburg and really trying to do what's right for their fans. And that is a kind of a cultural ethos that Hines absolutely believes in and thinks that our company embodies as well. So, you know, built on that trust, this was a project we wanted to pursue. The fact that it's, you know, a 20-year project that could be as much as 8 million square feet of development, and it's got just about every asset class of real estate involved, office and retail and multifamily and senior housing and medical office and possibly student housing and entertainment and retail, that level of complexity excites us. That's what energizes Hines. And I think that, you know, we have a track record of having done these types of big, complicated, mixed-use placemaking destinations all over the globe. And not everybody can do it. And we're fortunate enough that we've done, you know, roughly a dozen of these projects. And as Jerry Hines always said, you know, we've been in business since 1957. We've made just about every mistake there is to make in real estate development. And the promise we make to our partners and to the, you know, people like the city of St. Petersburg and the residents is we don't want to make those same mistakes again. And so we learn from them and then we apply them to the next project that we do. And so we're really excited about just the fact that it's highly unusual to find 86 acres in the middle of an urban environment that is essentially a blank canvas for us. Other teams like the Braves and some of the other professional sports teams have actually had to move out to the suburbs from the urban core in order to be able to try and, you know, get the amount of land that enables them to do a sports adjacent development component next to their ballpark or their arena or their stadium. Here, St. Pete has grown up all around, you know, what is now the Trop and what was formerly the gas plant district. And so we feel very fortunate that we've got a lot to work with around the edges, and we have we are inheriting the hole in the donut.
And you've touched on this to a degree, but if you can kind of expound, what, with all the partners involved in a project like this, what expertise do you and Hines bring to a project such as this one?
Well, I think it really cuts across several different areas. One, just sheer development expertise. We've developed every type of project there is. You know, in our business, there are some people who do exclusively multifamily development or exclusively office development. There are others that only do retail. We've done a lot of each of those, and we've done it in a mixed use environment. So we know how we like to think of the buildings that we're developing in a project like this as the hardware. And what really makes a mixed use destination work is the placemaking. It's the events that happen between the buildings on the green space or on a game day night when the street is flooded with people and not cars. So for us, that's sort of, we call that activation. How do we activate the space between the buildings so that it's full of energy and it's full of activity, and it's not just on the 100 days a year when they're playing baseball in the new ballpark. It's really 350 days a year because it's yoga night on Thursday and it's barbecue in the band on Friday and it's movie night on Sunday. So for us, having the expertise to knit all these uses together and to, as much to create the software as it is the hardware, that's something that I think is unique to Heinz. And I think separately, it's something that's super important to development, really universally across the globe, but especially in a place like Florida. We have a special level of experience and expertise in doing sustainable development and the idea not just of energy efficiency, but, you know, how do we do, you know, how do we create a reduced carbon footprint? And, you know, one of the elements that will be incorporated into the project there is our, it's, we call it T3. It stands for Timber Transit and Technology. So it's a modern day office building that the structure of the building, instead of being steel or concrete, mass timber that is harvested from renewable forests. And so, you know, the embodied carbon is the equivalent of pulling 2,000 cars off the road per year. We also care in terms of, you know, the environment and sustainability. You know, Florida is a high risk zone in terms of, you know, windstorms and hurricanes. And so, you know, we're looking at this not only from an environmental sustainability perspective, but we're looking at it from a building resiliency perspective. What are we doing to reinforce the glass? What are we doing so that, you know, the impacts of projectiles won't hurt, not only hurt buildings, but hurt people that are in those buildings. Same thing with elevations. You know, we all hear about rising sea levels and how do we adapt and how do we design new buildings so that they're, you know, designed and built in a way that as and when sea levels rise, we don't have a problem. And so, again, we've got an 86-acre blank canvas. We can raise the street levels. We can raise the level of the pad of the building. We can design the infrastructure for the building so that the emergency generators are on the fifth floor, not the first floor, so that when it flood, if and when there's a flood event, you don't flood your generator and lose the ability to power your building. So all of those things are critically important, and it also happens to be something that Heinz has had a lot of experience with. We've got more LEED certified buildings than anyone in the country, close to 150. And, you know, we've been the energy department's Energy Star Partner of the Year, you know, more than anybody else. So a heavy focus on environmental sensitivity, resiliency, and sustainability are going to be at the forefront of what we do in the gas plant district.
And because of your experience with a number of different projects, what in your mind will the overall development of this historic gas plant district mean for St. Petersburg and the community?
As I said, we're very fortunate because if you look at the growth of downtown St. Petersburg, quite frankly, it's a very different city and a very different place than 15 years ago when we first responded to the previous RFP, and it's really grown up, and I mean that in a great way. There's been really significant in-migration of people wanting to live in the city, work in the city, play in the city. And so, as I said earlier, if you look at the areas surrounding the Trop today, and I'm talking about the north, the east, we've got a bit of a highway interruption on the south as we go to South St. Pete into more of a residential neighborhood, but even to the west beyond 275, all of those neighborhoods have gentrified and have matured, and they're, you know, there's, you know, artist areas west of 275, and, you know, you've got distilleries and you've got breweries and you've got people on the street at night, every night. It doesn't matter whether it's a Friday or a Monday. And we get the benefit that because the Trop has been functioning as a ballpark and surface parking for the last 25 years. Nothing has happened there and everything has grown around us. And so for me, we're getting served, you know, a blank canvas, the best kind of blank canvas. We don't have to worry about creating beyond our edges. It's already happened. What we need to make sure we do is we blend into it in a seamless way, and that the community that we're building, and I really do think when you look at 8 million square feet and you look at the, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 new residential units we're going to be creating, that's going to increase the, you know, the amount of housing in the downtown area by 50% over what exists today. So we're really building a city within a city. And so our job is to curate it in such a fashion that the people living there, the people living in other parts of downtown, all have access to the same amenities, the food, the beverage, the entertainment venues, the ballpark, you know, and places to live if they choose to. So for us, this is exciting, truly exciting to have the opportunity to get this, you know, this blank canvas in a city that's had phenomenal growth over the last decade.
Well, that excitement is shared, and we appreciate you sharing the time with us, Michael, on the podcast today.
Oh, it's a privilege. You know, our relationship with the Rays, as I said, goes back 15 years, and we're really excited about the next 15 years in that relationship and what we can do together for downtown St. Pete.
Thanks so much to Michael Harrison for joining us on the latest of our series, Here to Stay. And thank you for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.